George Plimpton had exquisite manners. He was not mannered. With his upper crust inflection abounding with Havid and the Hamptons, he was sometimes dismissed as a dilettante. He founded a literary magazine that had more admirers than readers. The man who couldn't make the cut for the Harvard rowing team sparred with Archie Moore, traveled with Muhammad Ali, and scrimmaged with the Detroit Lions to write books. But his books were often beautiful observations of craft and hope. In Paper Lion, George Plimpton described coming to the Detroit line to take the snap from center. "I ambled slowly," he said, put a hand at the base of his spine as if on a window sill. Everything that was fine about being a quarterback was encompassed in those dozen seconds or so, giving the instruction to 10 attentive men, breaking out of the huddle, walking for the line, and then pausing behind the center, dawdling amid men poised and waiting under the trigger of his voice, until the deliverance of himself and them to the future. The pleasure of sport is so often the chance to indulge the cessation of time, savoring a moment before committing to action. His Paris Review interviews with authors featured the same respect for skill and nerve. Mr. Plimpton knew that Ernest Hemingway, for example, might spout nonsense about love and bullfighting, perhaps even confuse the two, but when Mr. Hemingway described sharpening 20 pencils every morning to clear his mind, to hear his characters, to see, as he called it, something as sharp and true as that pencil point, Mr. Plimpton may have helped him set down the essence of being a novelist. Artists, athletes, and locker room attendants alike accepted that George Plimpton spent time with them because he admired their talents. Exquisite manners does not mean being unctuous or insincere. It means making people feel that they've been accounted for. It is a quality, like disarming candor or a sense of humor, that can be a virtue. Just hours before he died yesterday, at the age of 76, Mr. Plimpton had completed editing the 50th anniversary issue of the Paris Review. And just a week ago, he was at the 40th reunion of the Detroit Lions team on which he played. He'd maintained friendships with many of the old ballplayers over the years. One in particular was Roger Brown, a linebacker who'd once tackled him viciously. That was the word Mr. Plimpton used in admiration. Mr. Brown threw a bad football player for a loss and gained the friendship of a graceful man. Yesterday, Roger Brown said, "George had all different kinds of friends, and he loved to bring us all together. I am so glad that last week I got to tell him how he was a light in my life."